Hey people, are you in the market for a cool and unique pair of sunglasses? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. I've been wearing sunglasses from Retrospects for almost 5 years now, and honestly, there's nothing better. They have all the historic stuff. They do modern day interpretations of the historic stuff. They do restoration. They do prescription. They do it all. To get 10% off your first purchase and free shipping anywhere in the U.S. for a limited time, email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com or visit their website at www.retrospects.com. We're also sponsored today by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best $20 you'll ever spend. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I speak to new client Will D'Annunzio. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda. I'm here with my good friend Will D'Annunzio, and we're here at his incredible shop, Italian Wine Merchants, in Union Square, New York City. How you doing, Will?
Doing great, Amit. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for having me in your gorgeous wine cellar. It's amazing. Your private room.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I feel like very, very much at home because I'm around some amazing liquor. But this is the finest stuff you can ever imagine. If you're in New York, you should definitely stop by this place. They have the finest wines, they have some amazing food, and the atmosphere is just second to none. I don't think you can ever get an experience like this. At least I haven't had one in New York City where it's intimate and it's free-flowing and it's open. First of all, congratulations. It's a beautiful shop.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And I wish you a lot of continued success, and Will just became president of his company, so I'm very happy for him. And I just wanted to sort of let the listeners know about how we met and about your experience, because you recently purchased a timepiece, and a lot of people that may have heard of me or may be new into listening to this podcast may not know how it's different from a traditional experience of walking into a watch and jewelry store. Do you want to maybe tell your story and how that worked?
Sure. One of my good friends and clients, Aaron, was we were having lunch in this very room, and we were talking about. I had mentioned to him that I needed, I wanted a beautiful timepiece, and I wanted something special. And I noticed that he was wearing a beautiful Rolex at the time. So I said, "Wow, where did you get that?" He's like, "Oh, I have a friend. I want to introduce you." So, being that he was my friend, I said, absolutely, I'd love to meet him, and that's how you and I met. And I have to say the experience has been seamless. It's been very, very easy. When we first spoke, it was, you asked me just the right questions, how I dress, what kind of person I am. We had a 5 to 10 minute conversation, and right away, you told me the exact style of watch that I was going to ask you about.
Wow.
Which I thought was very impressive. You basically said, I want, something elegant, something sleek, and it was exactly what I'm wearing right now. So I was very, very pleased with that. There was no pressure. It was all on my own schedule. In fact, we didn't do anything for, I think it was 6 months.
Yeah.
There was never any pressure that you put on, like sales or you have to buy this. If you don't get it now, it was just, what do you want?
Yeah.
And, being in a similar service industry, I found it, I found the connection right away.
So thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you for working with me. It means a lot.
My pleasure.
And I remember because I was in London at the time as well, because we were going back and forth for a while. And, that was my vacation time, but it didn't matter. Will was referred through a family friend, and I instantly wanted him to get something great. So, a lot of people, it's amazing in my industry, and I'm sure in your industry too, it's like 9 to 5 and that's it. And if you call me beyond 5, it's like, you're an a-hole. But for me, I don't look at it like that. I'm looking to build a relationship, and I think you're looking to do the same in your business.
Absolutely. I mean, here at Italian Wine Merchants, that's exactly what we do, and that's how we build our client base. It's all referral based. You know, all of our most loyal clients have been referred to us by, you know, someone who had an amazing experience. And like yourself, we take absolute care of them. And that, like, again, that was the other thing that I, you know, I want to be spoiled. If I'm going to buy, you know, something nice for myself, you know, I want the attention and I want the kind of service that you provide. So it's amazing
for me. Thank you. It's amazing for me now because I'm actually seeing the proof in the pudding. I'm seeing the timepiece that I helped you purchase, and I don't think it could be more fitting, you know.
I agree.
Will dresses really well. He's very sharp, Italian gentleman, and, you know, it's sophisticated, and it's sort of, it's funny. Sometimes I nail it. Sometimes I'm way off base, but for the most part, I think I'm pretty close to what people want, and I can normally hear it in someone's voice once they tell me what they're like, and you know, I like it. It reeks of sophistication and class, but yet it's very understated for, you know, a precious metal timepiece.
Right.
And I think that this is the kind of thing that's classic, that's going to be in your collection for many, many years to come.
Oh, yeah, I'm not getting rid of it.
No. In fact, hopefully we're going to talk about another piece.
Yes, we are, actually.
And that's proof in the pudding. But aside from that, Will, how would you rate the, you know, the overall, you know, in terms of, you know, the watch coming when it was supposed to come, the transactional part of that, you know?
Seamless. That's like, I have no complaints at all. Not even, like, you know, we know each other and everything, and I would tell you, I honestly, it was probably one of the best experiences I've had. It was just...
Thank you very much.
You took care of everything, and it's exactly what I expect when I, you know, purchase something like this. So, and you don't get that in a store, I don't think. You know, you get service. They're nice. But, you know, once it's done, it's done. And then they move on. There's no connection. There's no contact. It's just whatever. So I like that.
And this is the first time I'm meeting Will in person. So it's
true.
And I didn't think I could, but you're making me blush because I'm brown. but no, that's very kind of you to say. And, you know, that's how these relationships are made. I mean, Will, like I had mentioned, has this phenomenal space. Actually, in one of my favorite places, Union Square, I'm a huge Andy Warhol fan. He actually used to have his offices across the street. And it's sort of, you can still feel that era. You can still feel that energy and that fluidity. And it's kind of, when I didn't know where your place was, but when you said it, I like jumped in the air like a little kid, because I'm on this Andy Warhol kick, and I have been for about 20 years. I'm like almost like a student of his, and it's constantly evolving. And I remember back in the day, this area was so unsafe. It was like, you know, I mean, I don't even want to get into what it was, because it was very unsafe. But now it's like so hip and cool and
very trendy.
Very trendy. Yeah. And you have Washington Square Park very close to you, right? And a lot of arty places, a lot of restaurants. So it's very lively, a lot of bars. And the energy's here. And it's kind of cool to have this very, very calm, cool, and collected wine shop / restaurant or... I don't even know if
event space. Anything, yeah, not restaurant
that you can come to and feel like you're almost in Italy. It's like it's amazing. And just sitting in this room, this private room, I mean, it's like pin drop silence aside from the air conditioning. It's pin drop silence. And then you walk out and you're in the thick of it all. It's kind of a very surreal experience. So I want to thank you today for making the time for me.
My pleasure.
And I look forward to working with you in the future.
Same here.
Well, there we have it, folks. That was my one-on-one interview with new client Will D'Annunzio, president of Italian Wine Merchants in Union Square in New York City. If you happen to be around, definitely go in, check it out. It's amazing. It's a great experience, and I'm sure you will enjoy yourselves. So thank you, Will, for doing that. I'd also like to thank Cape Cod Polishing Cloth. If you want the best polishing cloth, you want to polish your watch like a professional, for under $20, go to www.capecodpolish.com. It's the best $20 you'll ever spend. I'd also like to thank my other sponsor, Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. If you want the coolest pair of shades, whether it be historic, whether it be modern day, whether it be doing some restoration work or doing some prescription work, Definitely check them out at www.retrospects.com, or you can email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com to receive 10% off your first purchase and shipping for a limited time anywhere in the U.S. I'd also like to thank Shalboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please check out my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. You can also email me with questions at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my Instagram and my Twitter feed. My handles for both are at amitdevhonda. Please don't forget to like my Facebook watch page. And if you want to stay connected and informed without being committed on a daily basis to my blog, please sign up for my weekly newsletter. I'll throw the link down below. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.